Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hope you guys are having an okay day.
To answer your question, how I'm doing?
Yes. You're doing a little better, it seems.
I'm doing better that way, but I ended up, for whatever reason, I was looking for something to watch. I ended up going back and, like, binging Entourage.
Cool.
Like, the beginning of it.
Yeah.
I forgot how good that show was. That show was great.
Yeah.
That show was great.
I've done that with a few episodes of Breaking Bad just because I went through the whole thing. It was so good, and I went through and I could watch maybe the first four episodes again, and then I haven't gotten back to it, but it was kind of cool to go back, yeah. Like you were talking about, where you see things like, oh, yeah, that's how that happened.
Nicole was watching Breaking Bad yesterday.
Yeah.
She went back and started watching that again.
Careful, it'll get you. So good.
I never watched it.
Yeah, I know.
I never watched it. Yeah. One thing I wanted to bring up to you, yesterday I come home. It made me rethink my son, you know, because...
He's having a sex change.
No. God forbid.
I'm joining the military.
Not that there's anything wrong with
that. Oh, wait, no, yet.
Yeah. Oh, we'll get to that later. That one's going to go over like a
fart. I'm so cutting edge current event, I can't even believe it.
I'm just guessing that one's going to go over like a fart in church.
Yeah, probably.
So I'm having work done at the house, right? And I pull up to my house, and there's two Range Rovers and a Jaguar F-Type that I went online. I had to go look. Starts at like $90,000. And I'm saying to myself, I walk back there, there's a granite guy, mm-hmm. there's a stone guy, and there's an electric, and the contractor, right?
Ooh, who has a Jaguar?
And I'm saying to the contractor.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm saying to, and I'm saying to myself,
yeah.
You know, I'm no longer going to put the gun to the head for my son to go to college. Like, if that kid mm-hmm. decides, like, he's more into learning a trade, I'll drive him to school myself. I'll drive him to school myself. None of those guys were in college. None of it.
Yep.
They just learned a trade, learned how the business works, put the time in. It's like a blue collar mentality.
All those things are so
collar
huge,
mentality.
Though.
And now right. they're all making $500,000 plus a year.
Yep.
You know? And I'm saying to myself, what's he going to make coming out of college? And whatever he does make coming out of college, he's going to owe. However yeah. much he owes
right.
first.
What's he going to make after he pays back the $100,000
yeah.
or whatever?
Yeah. I was like, I'm not going to force this kid to college.
Yeah, I'll tell you, though. Not my son,
you know?
I think
my daughter, I will.
Is that he learns the trade and learns the business and follows through on the business part? Because, you know, I know a really good carpenter who doesn't remember to bill people or collect money.
Yeah, those
are currently lives in a basement apartment. He's a really good carpenter.
Let me hire
him.
If
you don't know that.
You should have told me. You got his number?
Oh, no, another guy.
I'll call that son of a bitch. No problem.
But I know a marble guy who knew the marble business and opened his own and runs a really good business.
Right.
And, you know, it comes down to knowing the business. Like, you can, like, be the artist, but you also have to be the businessman or you won't make that $500,000 a year.
Right.
You know, you can't just work for everybody else to make the $500,000. You could do pretty well, of course. But, like, you will work for yourself. Man, that is, you got to deal with the hassles. But, man, that's a way to make some money.
I'm telling you.
Build your own business. Have other guys working for you.
Radio,
I mean, that's just the way to do
radio
it.
Radio is stupid.
Yeah.
Just a
we're always working for somebody else. We're never working for
yeah,
ourselves.
And I understand even when you have your own business, you're still answering the customers. I get it.
Right.
But
yeah, there's headaches that come with that too.
You're not having any meetings that you don't call.
Right. It's part of making the big money though. You get some other headaches nobody else gets.
Right.
You know, you gotta fill out health care forms and pay taxes for people and all that
right.
crap if you have people working for you. But you also make the big money for doing that.
You know, it makes me think my father was onto something because when I got out of college, my father was like, take the police exams, go into the electricians union, all that. Like,
right.
my father was actually pushing me that way after I went to college. And I'm like, no,
even
dad,
after.
No, man, I want to be on radio. My father's like, you're making $6.50 an hour. You're being a dick.
But I like music.
Right. So, and he... I know what he was doing now. Not
yeah.
that I will guide my son towards it, but if he shows one iota
mm-hmm.
of interest in it, I'm not going to be like, no, no.
You might guide him, but you won't, like, your father was trying to coerce you into it. Like, even stronger than guiding.
No, I won't guide my I won't guide my son towards anything he doesn't want to do. Like, if he shows interest in being an auto mechanic, then go learn how to be an auto mechanic, but go learn how to run the business of being an auto mechanic.
Yeah, that too.
You know?
Right. No, I would.
Know how to fix the cars and run the business part, and you'll be a millionaire. I have a friend of mine who's a
I think do what you like is so key. Like, if he shows interest, totally what you're saying, go for it. If
and
that's
I know
what you
he's
like,
got a little bit of...
money.
I know he's got a lot of, a little bit of that mechanical mind kind of thing, because this is going to sound silly, but he'll get a Lego set and not look at the instructions, just look at the box and build it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
No problem.
I can't do that.
Neither can I.
It's like putting something together without going through the put-together instructions.
Yeah.
Nah, I need every one of those or it ends up inside out, backwards. Yeah. Something is completely wrong when I'm done.
Right.
I've tried that when I thought I had the concept.
Did you ever bring
this is not how my brain is built.
Did you ever bring anything home from IKEA?
No.
I bought my office set I brought home from IKEA. And within 30 seconds, I almost put a hammer through my wife's head. And I was like, I can't do this. And she was
in
like,
a funny way, you mean that, I know what you mean.
It was definitely touch and go. And then she threw me out of the house.
Oh.
She threw me out of the house. She was like, get out of here.
Because she has the head.
And she just, she has the head to do. She fixes everything. Doorknobs busted. Yeah. It's not me. She fixes it.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I do nothing.
That's a talent.
I really do nothing.
Yeah. I can fix some of that stuff. And I have put together, not IKEA furniture, but I have put together a desk or two, at least a nightstand, stuff like that. But when it's really simple thing, I'm like, oh, I got this. There's always that one. Either a piece of trim or it's something that I'm like, how did I get it backwards or upside down?
Yeah.
But that's what I do, and I do it well. I can almost do it right.
You know, so
as opposed to not being able to do it.
Back to what I was saying, my father, I guess, saw the benefits of that.
Yeah.
You know? The benefits of learning a trade and then learning the business part.
Yep.
Because I'm looking at these guys.
There's plenty of guys make a lot of money doing it.
Looking at these guys and I'm saying to myself, I have a friend of mine who's a landscaper.
Mm-hmm.
He's a multimillionaire.
Wow.
When he was
that's impressive.
When he was a kid, he had that work ethic. Yep. You know, he had that blue-collar work ethic. And he just started mowing lawns for somebody else, learned it, bought a mower, bought a truck.
Built and built.
And while his friends were going to college and going to Cancun for spring break or whatever it is, he put his head down and worked.
That's a big upside
now
there.
Now he owns 11 houses. That he rents.
Holy crap.
That he rents. He's got a house on the water with a beautiful 37-foot contender.
What?
With Trip 300s on the back of it. You know, he is.
He's made it.
He's made it.
Yeah.
And his kid got a full ride.
Oh,
to,
of course he did.
Of course he did.
Why wouldn't he?
Yeah, and I ran into him in the hallway, so I'm like, you're a son of a
bitch. Can't have the dumb kid?
No, the kid's going to Wisconsin.
Full ride.
Oh, good for you.
A full ride to Wisconsin, quarterback.
That's almost as good as Iowa, right, Monica? Almost.
Careful.
Mike is on. Yeah. Mike is on line one. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Roger. Hey, JP. Great show.
Hey, what's up, thanks.
Man? Hey, listen, I totally kudos to what you guys are talking about. I am almost a high school dropout, GED. Live in Lakeland. Started a business 27 years ago, and I put about $400K a year in my pocket.
What? Good for you. Man, that's huge. What's your business?
Well, I'm a painting and drywall contractor, 27 years in business, just self-taught. Moved out down here from Jersey, 16.
Yeah, how many guys work for you now?
16 employees.
Whew. Wow. So the sucky side of that is, do you do all the business paperwork and stuff for all that, and they do all the drywall?
My wife does all the inside work. I do all the outside work, all the bidding, all the estimating and stuff. And she handles all the bookkeeping and all that. Yeah.
Good.
So, yeah.
Perfect.
You're definitely married to the business, working 60, 70 hours a week. But, you know, the best thing is, of course, is being self-employed.
Right. Yeah. We do two radio shows a week. We do 60, 70 hours a week standing on our heads. Yeah. We get it. You make a lot more money than we do. And there's no state income tax down there. You're killing it.
True. Yeah, true. Yeah.
Good for you. Great job. That's awesome.
Yep.
How old are you?
$200 to my name.
You moved down there with $200?
$200. I was 21 when I moved to Florida out of Jersey. And
now you sound like my grandfather.
Right.
I had $2 in my pocket when I came over from Ireland.
But, you know, it takes focus, though. You know, like you guys were saying, there's a lot of good craftsmen out there. But the key is being the businessman. You've got to have that mindset of being a businessman and knowing how to run employees and treat people right and so forth and so on. So it does take a lot to do, because I see a lot of companies come and go.
You got to just be hungry.
Absolutely right.
You know, you just got to have that, again, that blue-collar work ethic where you just grab your lunchbox. I used to have a kid on my soccer team that I coached. We used to call him Lunchbox. Because every day he just came to work. That was it.
That's what you guys called him.
We called him Lunchbox.
He was the grinder.
Yeah, he was the grinder every single day. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. I mean, on top of that, Mike has to be really good with his customers, too. So, like, there's at least three things you have to be good at besides building the house or fixing the car.
When you're doing drywall, you don't really have to be that good with customers. You know what I'm saying?
I guess.
You have to be good with the contractors. You have to be good with the contractors.
Yeah.
And chase contractors down for money, which has got to always be a good time.
$400K.
I'm just saying.
What?
What's wrong with your daughter, maybe, learning a trade? You talk about your son. You're all your son.
Girls don't learn trades.
Yes, they
like
do.
That. No, come on. When's the last time you called a plumber and a chick showed up?
First of all, I think that's kind of hot if they did. Second of all.
True.
Yeah, I don't need my daughter's plumber crack hanging, you know.
I'd
almost rather some 300-pound dude with a hairy ass crack than my daughter leaning over and there's a G-string hanging out of the back.
I think
I have a heart attack.
And having nothing but, hold on. Okay, the bottom line during all of this was they make a lot more money driving a Jaguar, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
You know that if she started her own Chick's Plumbing and they had the hot, sexy gear on, don't tell me they wouldn't make a lot of money. She'd be driving a Jaguar.
Okay, and to call you out, why does it have to be sexy? Why can't you just go in and do the job?
I only said that because you said G-string. I started out saying a girl, she can do it if she wants. What if your daughter came to you and said, Dad, listen, you know, I know you were talking about college, but I just want you to know I've always been interested in, you know, technical things, and I really want to work on cars for a living. Really want to be a mechanic.
I love fixing cars. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. No.
Yes!
No.
Jackass.
Because you don't want to picture your daughter with grease on her face and a wrench in her pocket.
Why?
Because you don't.
Well, you better start, because it might be a thing. It's 2017.
You know what? Anytime it was in a magazine.
So that's ruined it, so now she can't do it for a real job?
Right. Exactly.
Dad, I want to run a nail salon. Manager, run the whole thing. She's going to own it.
No, you got to get an agent for that.
I could name any profession right now, and you have someone that's supposed to do it.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, like the Portuguese will lay bricks. They're your masons.
Everybody knows that.
Portuguese? Right. I've never in my life heard of that, I swear. Portuguese?
Took over from the Spanish guys. I don't know how.
Right.
I don't know
how. It was a combo deal there.
You know the Italians used to cut your hair? You know who took over? The Russians. Although some of the Italians are still doing a pretty good job.
Well, the Russians run it because it's a cash business and they're all connected.
Yeah.
Definitely
certain things that are.
My family came up from Mexico working on the railroad system. Is that, do Mexicans do railroad stuff?
No, but that's not a trade, really. You know what I'm saying?
It
I'm talking about the trades. No.
That's hard, skilled labor. You got to.
Who runs the garbage business? The Italians.
How do you know?
Because they do.
It's so easy. It's in every movie.
I swear on everything.
Next time you see like a privately owned garbage truck, let me know if there's anything but an Italian name on the side. There's a Garofolo. There's a, you know.
How do you know it's Italian?
Yeah, all of it.
I want to so bad, because I swear to you, I've never heard of that. I've never heard of the Portuguese or any of this.
You grew up under a rock.
No, you just grew up in racism.
We're just trying to put a spotlight on what's around you.
Stop saying racism. It's not racism.
You just grew up in stereotypes. You can admit that, though. You know you grew up in. How else would you know?
Listen, there's certain guys.
And again, where do stereotypes come from?
Right. There's certain cultures that have certain excellence in trades. There's no question about that. Like, furniture making was classically Italians making the furniture, and then the Dutch started copying. Now there's Dutch. And it keeps evolving, though. It keeps changing, you know what I mean? But it comes from somewhere. There's no question about that.
I've never noticed it in my life, but I will start.
Because your eyes are closed.
Then I think that's good. I don't want to notice that stuff, but I will look.
Just take a look at the garbage trucks and let me know what you see.
I will. I really will. I'm actually excited because I really want to find like an Asian one or like a
not going to happen.
But I will, and I'm so totally taking a picture and tweeting.
An Asian garbage truck?
Yes.
It'll never happen.
So you're going to die before you find that.
Right. You might as well go looking for a unicorn.
Are you kidding?
I'll put that on my list along with two heterosexual guys kissing with tongue.
Right.
I'm going to put that on that list. I'm finding it, and when I find it, it's going to be great. Mm.
No, you're not. Martina on line one, what's going on?
Yeah, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great show.
Thank you.
So I think girls can can learn trades. I'm a massage therapist, so it's considered a trade here in Tampa. You know, it's a certificate. Certainly, we go to trade school. It's skilled labor. I was an administrative assistant for over 10 years. I went to college. Labor law, and then decided to do massage, and I'm making way more money than
good for you.
What I used to as an administrative assistant. So
of course,
I think it's you know, it's doable. I think girls can learn trade.
Of course they can. Doing electrician work.
You know, so.
But when's the last time you saw one?
Wants to do it.
Right. When's the last time you saw a female electrician? When's the last time you went to hire an electrician for something and a chick showed up?
It's been a while, but they're out there, you know.
Well, they're out there somewhere.
They are.
Kick ass, actually.
I'm not saying they don't. And I'm not saying a woman can't be. I'm just saying.
I mean, you can't say it's the norm.
It's not the norm. Possible, not it's probable.
Yeah, it's not the norm, but actually, if they do, they probably excel at it. Honestly.
I can't take it anymore, Martina. Your accent is awesome.
Yeah.
Can we play name that accent?
Don't say where you're from. I'm going to say somewhere in South America.
No.
Yeah.
See, I think somewhere in the Polish-Russian area.
No way. Martina?
Yes.
Uh-uh. I guess it could be. You're not Czech, are you?
No.
She's not Czechoslovakian.
Are you European?
Yes.
Yes, part.
Mm. But your language that gives you your accent is European language, right?
Half of it is, and half of it is Spanish.
Oh.
What is your last name? Can you say it?
So ridiculous right now.
Don't ever say her last name.
Why not?
My last name is Hispanic. My stepdad is Puerto Rican, so you will not get it from there.
Oh, okay. Your stepdad is Puerto Rican.
My mom's last name is Stemmer.
Is she German?
Yes.
And what's your other half?
I'm part German, part Hungarian, part Polish.
There you go.
I grew up in Puerto Rico.
Good job, Rush.
What a mix.
Wow, you must have blended right in down there, huh?
Absolutely. No, I mean, I'm a white chick and all that, but let me tell you, I am fiery as a Puerto Rican.
Right.
Yes.
Awesome, Martina.
Kiss my ass!
But you're the only one showing up to school with sunburn.
It was awful. I will get all red. It was horrible. Yeah.
Mm.
Martina, I'd just like to thank you for helping shatter some stereotypes. I feel like JP was completely wrong on all of that.
On what? I did. I got the South American because I just misheard the accent. That's
Puerto
all.
Rican, she said.
No, there was.
Hold on. No, her stepfather was Puerto Rican.
She's
all Eastern European. She's German. She's Hungarian and Polish.
And Polish. Mm-hmm.
Wow. None of that's a stereotype, then. None of it. It's all you, uniquely. Nice job, Martina.
Thank you, Monica. You guys have a great day. I love your show. Every day I listen to it.
Thank you, Martina.
Keep kicking butt as a massage therapist. Good job.
Thank you.
Bye.
I feel like I need her to say dirty things, too.
The whole time she's talking, all I was doing was listening to her accent. I don't even know what she said. I'm surprised I picked up massage therapist.
Yeah.
Like, what an accent. So great. I thought for sure Russian or Pole, solid, but hey, Hungarian mixed in is kind of cool with German.
I wanted to see if I can get her to say dirty things, but I was afraid Monica or Brett were going to pull my audio and throw it back in my face every chance they could.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be very careful.
Oh, she should say your lines with her accent. That's what we should have had her do.
Yo, man, I'll suck your dick.
Imagine that with that accent.
Right.
Or that vagina one would have been great.
Chevette.
I have a vagina.
Chevette, I'm like, how you doing, girl? It's been a long
Chevette.
Time.
Hello, my love. How are you?
We're good.
What's going on?
I was calling about this trade thing because, you know, I was on welfare and food stamps for a long time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I just took a simple 20-hour course that cost me $300. And now I've, you know, made $50,000 a year the first 8 months. But now I make six figures and I'm not in debt.
Good for you.
So
I feel like this is commercial.
My daughters. Yeah, my daughters are stylists. That's what they were good at. So three of them. Took a year-long course, and now they manage it a lot.
But what I was talking about is, you know, mechanics, electrician, carpenters, and all this stuff. And you got to admit, women are a minority in those trades, which is what I was talking about. There aren't many women. There are women, of course there are, but there just aren't many.
Yeah, I'm not gonna have my ass crack hanging out for nobody. So.
Not even for me.
Unless you want to.
Maybe.
There you go.
So Chevette was kidding. You know, when we were, what was the bar we were at?
Fergs.
We were at Fergs, and Chevette was there with her mom, and Chevette said to me.
And her daughter.
Yeah, something about they started getting the table of people together, and she said something about, oh, I got money today. Chevette, what did you say? You said something like, I just went down and got my welfare check from heaven. Yeah. That's why I have all these kids. Like she said something ridiculous to me.
Right.
That's how it used to be. You know, I had to use my welfare check to pay for that class. That's a true story.
Oh, that's true. I thought you were just giving me a hard time because you were actually in life insurance. Like, you were making all sorts of money.
Oh, no, yeah. That welfare check was $474. I used $355 to take that class.
See that?
And, you know, good never turned
well, congratulations,
back.
Chevette. Chevette. Now you're an earner. Now you're a good piece of ass to come across.
Damn right. Now I'm going to pass on all them damn food stamp givers. Hard to do.
We'll talk to you soon, Chevette. Take care.
Thanks, Chevette. See you later.
Danny May on line 3, and we'll take a break. What's up, Danny May?
Hi, guys. Hi. You are right that there aren't many women in certain trades. I had to take a break from doing my drywall patch to call you because you said there's not women that do it. I walk into a customer's house. I do remodels, and I've spent the past 7 years on the job training, and I can do just about anything from painting to plumbing. Mm-hmm. And I'll walk into a customer's house, and especially older gentlemen, they'll look at me and be like, huh, you're going to do this? But then once the job is done, it's beautiful, it's perfect. They're like, wow, you're really good.
Danny May.
Out there. I just got done tiling a bathroom. I just got done painting it, doing all the drywall, everything.
Yeah.
So we're out there. There's just not very many of us. And
that's
we are
all
better
I was
at
saying.
It than the guys.
Mm-hmm.
So respect for the ones that do it is all I'm saying.
And I never showed any disrespect for the one.
You said you wouldn't let your daughter. You said no.
That's not my 12-year-old
was learning to do the caulking and the painting, and it's something that I would not mind her getting into. She's too smart to do it, but it's something that we can make money at this. There, especially being a female walking in there, and if you have older gentlemen customers, they'll sit there and watch you the whole time, then they'll throw you a $100 tip at the end of your job.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So I just wanted to let you guys know that you do have one tradeswoman who can do anything that listens to you guys while she's at work during the day.
Right on.
Awesome, Danny May.
Right on, Danny May. Look, you made Monica's day.
You totally made my entire week. That's fantastic. That's great. I'll be thinking
of
Danny May.
I never said there were no women in it.
Yeah,
I never said that.
And for the record, Monica just applauded for someone who builds walls.
Right.
But she's representing.
I never thought that would happen. She's an expert at it.
Right.
She's so good, and she's doing a good job, and she's making a living, and she's teaching her daughter. It's all good. This is the stuff I love. Doesn't take
much. What a wonderful sunny day it is.
And Trump just hired her to build a fantastic wall. It's going to be a tremendous wall.
You suck. Damn it.
It would be like him to get a bunch of chicks to build a wall.
That'd be funny. That'd be hysterical.
Oh, no.
A bunch of Mexican women, too.
Right. Whew, but they're going to be hot.
They're building their own wall.
Oh, God.
Bill Burr said something hysterical one time. He goes, by the time that wall is built, we'll be the ones going over it. I thought that was great.
That's right. All right, Roger JP on the bone, Real Raw Radio at Roger JP on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Roger and JP on 102.5.